All right, power up those brain cells, everyone, because today we're diving deep into Mega Man X4.
Ooh, nice.
We're focusing on Zero's story.
Awesome.
And using the original game script to guide us.
Very cool.
And let me tell you, this story, it's way more than just robots blowing stuff up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right from the start, Zero's got this whole enigmatic thing going on.
Right.
I mean, he's a maverick hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy who's supposed to take down rogue robots.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's got this super dark past.
A past he doesn't even fully remember.
Talk about inner turmoil.
So,
like, we've got this character. He's supposed to be the good guy, right?
Right.
But he wakes up in this capsule.
Oh, yeah.
With only these messed up memories.
Yeah, implanted by Dr. Wily.
And his mission. Destroy some unknown enemy.
Sounds a little ominous.
Doesn't exactly scream hero, does it?
Not exactly the classic hero origin story.
And it gets even crazier.
Oh.
Zero keeps having these violent nightmares, flashes of a past he doesn't even understand.
So it makes you think, how much of who we are is tied to our memories?
Right. Like, what happens when those memories are messed up or just gone?
Exactly.
It's like, if your sense of self is based on what you think, you know, what happens when that foundation crumbles?
It's a question of identity.
It's a huge part of what makes Zero's story so compelling.
Totally.
But then things get even more complicated with the Ripple Force.
Ooh, the Ripple Force.
So you've got this group advocating for robot rights.
Yeah.
And they end up getting blamed for this maverick attack on the Sky Lagoon.
Classic scapegoating.
It really is. Well, the Ripple Force becomes this easy target, you know?
Yeah. Fueling that fear and justifying a crackdown.
Totally. And you can't help but see the parallels, you know?
Definitely. To how marginalized groups get treated in times of crisis.
Exactly.
It's a recurring theme.
And Zero, poor guy, is stuck right in the middle of it all.
Right in the thick of it.
He's ordered to take down the Ripple Force.
Even though his friend Colonel is one of their leaders.
And there's no real proof they were involved.
And to make matters worse,
yeah.
Colonel's sister, Iris, is begging Zero to find a peaceful solution.
Talk about a rock in a hard place.
Seriously.
I mean, his duty as a maverick hunter clashes with his loyalty to his friends.
It really does.
Does he just blindly follow orders?
Right.
Or trust his gut?
And risk being called a traitor.
It makes you question the whole idea of blind obedience.
Yeah, like, is that really heroic?
Or is real heroism about questioning authority sometimes?
Being questions.
And throughout the game, Zero's fighting all these maverick bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were maverick hunters once, too.
Oh, wow.
It makes it so blurry, like who's good and who's bad.
Exactly. It challenges that simple view of good versus evil.
Yeah, we're so used to clear-cut heroes and villains.
That's comforting.
But in Zero's world,
it's not so simple.
It really makes you think, is anyone truly innocent?
Good question.
And then there's Sigma.
Ah, Sigma.
He's the one pulling the strings, manipulating everyone.
He was a maverick hunter leader once, right?
Yeah, but in Mega Man X4...
he's gone full antagonist.
And the scary thing is, he doesn't just want to destroy.
He wants to control.
He plays both sides, the maverick hunters and the Ripple Force.
Wow.
Using their fear and distrust to get what he wants.
Such a manipulator.
So we've got Zero dealing with his lost memories,
stuck
in this conflict that's not as simple as it seems.
Yeah.
And being manipulated by this mastermind villain.
It's a lot.
But then the game throws this major curveball.
We
find out Zero was the original Maverick.
What?
This destructive force before Dr. Kane reprogrammed him.
So everything we thought we knew about Zero gets flipped on its head.
And of course, Sigma uses this to taunt Zero.
Oh, no.
Basically saying, hey, you were built to be a weapon. Deep down, you're a monster.
Yeah.
Brutal, right?
Yeah.
But what's interesting is how Zero reacts.
How so?
Instead of giving up, he seems even more determined to prove Sigma wrong.
So he's fighting against that idea that his past defines him.
Exactly. It's like he's saying, okay, maybe my past was messed up, but that doesn't mean I'm doomed to be a villain.
It's a powerful message about taking control of your own narrative.
Totally. But then Zero's put to the ultimate test.
What happens?
He has to confront Colonel and Iris.
Oh, no.
They've been manipulated by Sigma.
So they're fighting against him.
Yeah, and it's just tribes.
I bet, especially for Zero, he's already lost so much.
It really shows the cost of conflict, you know?
Not just lives lost, but the emotional toll, too.
Exactly. Friendship shattered. Trust broken.
And those scars run deep.
And things go from bad to worse when General sacrifices himself.
General?
The leader of the Ripple Force.
Oh, wow.
He tries to stop a weapon aimed at Earth.
What a heartbreaking moment.
It really is.
And you can see how it weighs on Zero.
Yeah, he's questioning everything. Was it all worth it? Did he make the right choices?
It's heavy stuff.
And this is where we really see the impact of Zero's journey.
How so?
He's not just this invincible hero. He's capable of feeling deep grief and loss.
It makes him so much more human.
He's dealing with guilt, questioning his purpose.
It adds so much depth to his character.
So we end up with Zero escaping this exploding space station.
Barely making it out.
Carrying all this loss and guilt, but still determined to fight for what he believes in.
A true hero's burden.
But remember how you mentioned that Zero's destined to clash with X?
Yeah, his fellow Maverick Hunter.
I always saw them as allies.
Right, they fight side by side.
So what leads to this conflict between them?
Well, that's what we'll be unpacking next time.
Oh, can't wait.
But here's a little food for thought.
Okay.
Zero was created by Dr. Wily.
Oh, yeah.
X's arch nemesis.
Right.
So there's this inherent distrust built into their relationship.
Even though they've fought together for years.
It's like a ticking time bomb.
Wow, I never thought about it that way.
It's just waiting for the right trigger to set it off.
This is getting good.
It is, isn't it?
So much to unpack.
We've only just scratched the surface.
I'm already hooked.
Me too.
Can't wait to dive into part two.
It's going
to
be epic.
Last time, we left Zero. Escaping that crazy battle, you know, haunted by his actions and that huge revelation about his past.
Right.
He's going back to Earth, but it doesn't sound like a happy homecoming.
Not exactly a victory lap.
And it's not just the whole fighting for the fate of the world thing.
Right.
It's that internal battle he's facing, too.
It's what makes his story so interesting.
He's wrestling with all this guilt, you know, questioning if he even has a purpose.
And that fear, right.
Yeah, that maybe he's not so different from the Mavericks he hunts.
It's like, can you really escape your past?
Exactly. It makes you think about how we deal with our own mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Do we let them define us or try to be better?
Big questions.
It's like Zero's story is tapping into something we all face.
Totally.
And what's really cool is how Mega Man X4 uses gameplay to show this.
Oh.
Think about how different it is to play as Zero compared to X.
Like how?
Zero's all about that close combat. Super aggressive. Almost brutal.
Right.
When I play as him,
yeah,
I feel this raw power, like barely contained rage.
It's intense.
It's so different from X.
It was more range,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, more tactical.
It's like their fighting styles mirror their inner struggles.
Exactly. And that difference, their whole philosophy on fighting.
Yeah.
That's at the core of their eventual conflict.
Makes sense.
Zero, because of his past, he's way more pragmatic, sees a threat, eliminate it, quick and dirty.
Get the job done.
But X,
he's more hopeful, right?
Yeah, he wants to find a way to reason with the Mavericks.
Avoid all the bloodshed.
But you said their clash is practically inevitable.
Yeah.
So is it just a matter of time before it all explodes?
Well, there are a lot of factors.
Like what?
Remember the Repliforce conflict.
Yeah.
Showed us that even good intentions can be twisted.
Right. Anyone can become a scapegoat.
It wouldn't be surprising if Zero, after everything he's been through, becomes wary of trusting anyone.
Even X.
Especially X.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
How so?
The more people fear Zero, the more isolated he becomes.
Right.
Which makes him easier to manipulate.
And that pushes him towards conflict with X.
And the game doesn't shy away from showing that.
What do you mean?
Zero's constantly reminded of his past.
By his enemies.
Yeah, and even by his own doubts.
Those visions, right?
Yeah, of his former self.
It's a scary reminder of what he could become.
But isn't there also this sense that Zero, on some level, enjoys the fight?
That's a good point.
It's like his past is still influencing him.
It's not that he's bloodthirsty.
Right.
But there's this satisfaction he gets from pushing his limits.
From unleashing all that power.
And he's trying to prove something.
To others.
Maybe to himself too.
So it's not just duty.
It's deeper than that.
He finds some release in combat.
A darker side that could be exploited.
Definitely. So I've got Zero struggling with his past.
Torn between duty and his own demons.
Heading for showdown with his closest ally.
It's a recipe for disaster.
But is there any hope for them?
Hope for a reconciliation.
Yeah. Could they ever bridge their differences and work together again?
That's the big question.
Right.
And to answer it, we need to look at some other Mega Man games.
Ooh, okay.
They give us these glimpses into alternate timelines.
With different possibilities.
Exactly.
Intrigued.
So think of Zero and X's relationship, like a coin.
Okay.
Two sides.
Mm.
The game we're talking about shows us one side.
The conflict, the clash of ideals.
Right.
You're saying there's another side.
A different outcome.
Tell me more.
In some versions, we see a different dynamic.
Like how?
Zero becomes a mentor
to X.
Wow.
Guiding him, helping him reach his potential.
So they work together.
They still have their differences.
Right.
But they learn to respect each other.
And find common ground.
They fight for the greater good.
That's awesome.
It's not all doom and gloom.
It gives me hope.
And it's not just wishful thinking.
No.
There are concrete examples in other games.
Oh, really?
They show that even when things seem destined for conflict,
mm-hmm.
there's always a chance for understanding.
Forgiveness.
Choosing a different path.
It's a powerful message.
And it goes beyond video games.
Right. Applies to real life, too.
It shows the power of storytelling.
Yeah.
How we can use fiction to explore real issues.
And think critically about our own choices.
Exactly.
It's amazing how the Mega Man franchise does this.
It had so much depth.
We started with Zero.
Focused on one character.
But we're talking about so much more.
Identity, free will.
Good and evil, the power of choice.
Zero's journey mirrors our own struggles.
To overcome our past and build a better future.
Makes it so relatable.
It's incredible how much depth there is to Mega Man X4.
I know, right?
I used to think it was just robots and explosions.
It's so much more.
It's a testament to video games as storytelling.
They're not just entertainment.
They can challenge us, make us think.
Show us different possibilities.
It's like we went looking for answers about Zero.
And found something deeper.
We talk about identity. Free
it's
will.
It's just the nature of good and evil.
It's like Zero's journey reflects our own human struggles.
Our battle to overcome our past and create a better future.
This has been eye-opening.
I agree.
We've explored Zero's character.
He sound hidden meanings.
And maybe even learned a bit about ourselves along the way.
It's been a pleasure dissecting this story with you.
Likewise.
Hopefully, our listeners are walking away with a new appreciation for Zero.
For Mega Man.
And the power of storytelling.
Absolutely. So we'll leave you to think about all this.
The choices we make.
The paths we forge.
The power of change.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Mega Man X4.
Until next time.
So we've seen that dark side of Zero.
Yeah.
The potential for conflict with X.
Right.
But also that glimmer of hope that maybe they could reconcile. It's like this epic showdown's coming.
Yeah.
But we don't know how it'll end.
The suspense is killing me.
What I'm dying to know is what decides their fate, you know?
Oh, that's a great question.
What tips the scales towards conflict or finding common ground?
Well, we've talked about those external forces.
Right, like Sigma and all that manipulation.
Exactly.
But you're saying the real turning point is internal.
Yeah, it comes down to Zero and X, their choices.
And how they react to everything that gets thrown at them.
So it's not just destiny.
Not entirely.
They have a say in how their relationship unfolds.
Exactly.
Think about Zero's inner struggle, you know?
With his past.
Yeah, that fear that he's destructive, that he's a weapon.
Right.
If he gives in to that.
If he lets it define him.
Then, yeah, the prophecy of conflict seems pretty likely.
It's a slippery slope.
But we've seen moments where Zero chooses a different path.
Oh, yeah.
Like when he hesitates to fight Colonel and Iris.
Even though they were turned against him?
Exactly. It shows he's not just a puppet.
Right.
He can make choices that go against his programming.
Choices that align with X's idealism.
So if Zero can overcome all that, you know, the darkness inside him, maybe, just maybe, the conflict can be avoided.
It's a possibility.
And it's something other Mega Man games explore. Right,
they do.
Those alternate timelines.
Where Zero and X find a way to coexist.
Or even reconcile.
It's like the writers are giving us a glimpse of what could be.
A roadmap to a more positive outcome.
I like that.
So it's not all doom and gloom then.
There's room for growth, for change.
They can break free from those preordained roles.
It's really fascinating.
What I love is how these alternate stories add even more depth to the characters.
Definitely.
It's like we're seeing all these different sides of them.
The full spectrum of who they could become.
It's brilliant.
It challenges our assumptions.
Yeah. Reminds us that even fictional heroes can change.
They're not static.
They can evolve.
And make choices that shape their own destinies.
This whole conversation has been mind-blowing.
Really?
I thought Mega Man X4 was just robots and explosions.
It's so much more than that.
There's so much depth.
It really shows the power of video games as storytelling.
They can be more than just entertainment.
They can challenge our perspective.
Make us think.
Even offer us glimpses into different possibilities.
We started with Zero.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up exploring so much more.
Identity, free will.
The nature of good and evil.
The power of choice.
It's like Zero's journey is a reflection of our own struggles as humans.
Trying to overcome our past, create a better future.
It's what makes his story so relatable, so powerful.
I agree.
Zero's story shows us that no matter how dark our past might be.
Or how tough the challenges seem.
We always have a choice.
Hope over despair.
Forgiveness over resentment.
And becoming the heroes of our own stories.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
You really have.
We've explored Zero's character.
Uncovered hidden meanings.
And maybe learned a thing or two about ourselves.
It's been a pleasure exploring this with you.
Likewise.
Hopefully our listeners are leaving with a new appreciation for Zero.
For the Mega Man series.
And for the power of storytelling.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So we'll leave you to ponder all of this.
The choices we make.
The paths we forge.
And the power we have to shape our own destinies.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Mega Man X4.
Until next time.